to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday again. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Every Wednesday is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. My biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why don't you presume others' innocence unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others' innocence unless proven guilty? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. If you're busy running around and not able to sit and listen to the show, you still can listen live no matter where you are and what you're doing. If you're an illegal alien and you're trying to rape American women, while you're trying to do it, you can be listening to the show. Isn't that amazing? On your iPhone or iPad, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse. J-O-P Talk or Bond J-O-P Cash App. Your friend, and I'm going to get to your calls later, but I got to talk to your friend, my friend, and a friend of the world. And a friend of God. And a friend of God. One of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. Have read every book on earth. Bill Lockwood is here once a month, the last of the month. He is here now, and I'm so glad because we got election coming up next week, and I really want to hear how he's feeling about things, what he's thinking about this campaign, how this happened, and so forth. Bill Lockwood is a patriot. Is the host of Patriot Pulpit. And Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher in Our Park Church, at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And support, and I really want you to support him. At we're going to give it out again, but American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com. American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. It's good, great to be with you. And I like that background. That's a kind of a spooky background there.
Oh,
that's right.
Do you celebrate Halloween?
Oh, not really. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't do much really. I don't, I
Yeah.
used to, I used to when I was a kid, I'd dress up and go around, get candy, but you know, I don't.
I don't either now. You're right. I used to do it
Yeah.
too. What do you think about those Christians who say Christians should not celebrate Halloween is evil?
Well, you know, I think it's just a fun time. I mean, I don't think there's any celebration of really spiritual things,
Yeah.
or I know some people take it that way, and I think the satanic groups like to pretend that it's that way, but it was just a fun thing, as in my estimation. Fill up my little plastic pumpkin with candy, and you know, dress up as a Three Musketeer or something. I did, yeah. I never got the impression I was celebrating something dark.
Me either, Bill. You're absolutely right. What a mess. So, how are you seeing the campaign? We got 1 week from yesterday when we vote again. How do you feel about the campaign? What do you think so far about the presidential campaign?
Well, I do have high hopes for Donald Trump, and I do have some positive feeling about it. At the same time, I have always, and I've said this from the beginning, that I anticipate anger and hatred and violence from the left.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that's already starting to see pour out into the, at least just, at least that's how they're talking. And so I've noticed a couple of things, interestingly, that, for example, Kamala Harris said a couple of years ago that she was ready to mobilize the Department of Defense against people who would say speak out misinformation online and so forth. Things that are already occurring in the UK and in France, because they don't have the First Amendment. So if people speak out in a conservative fashion, then they arrest them. That is, if they put out what they call misinformation. So, of course,
Yeah.
that's exactly what she wants to do. So, she wants to get rid of the First Amendment. So, it's pretty frightening. But the DOD, the Department of Defense, has already been mobilized in some respects for this possibility. So, I think it's kind of frightening, really.
It is. It's amazing that in the United States of America, we, the people, have to even think about this kind of stuff. This seems like
Right.
third world stuff. You know, you hear about this in other countries. I never even, growing up, I never imagined that we would have to be concerned that our government would do that to us, period.
Right. Well, we have come to a real sad point in our country where the politics have become so divided, but it's more than that, because Marxism, socialism has taken our country by storm, and we are facing a gigantic government, a deep state. Just as illustration of that, think about who's running the government now. Everybody's asking the question, who's running the government?
Yeah.
Joe Biden is obviously in cognitive decline, and he's out there right now calling all of us garbage
I
that are
know.
voting for Trump. I mean, so you know what? This is example of Michelle Obama saying, you know, they go low, we go high. I thought, what a joke! That's the very opposite of the truth. They're going low, and so they're becoming so ugly, so vitriolic, and so hate-filled that I think it's very frightening.
Interesting too, Bill, is that they are saying that we are angry, that the Republicans are angry, but they're the one that is displaying anger all over the place. They're saying horrible things. Did you hear
Michelle
about?
Obama said Saturday she's an angry black woman.
Yeah, I was
She
going to
said
ask you
that.
about that.
She said that out loud and point blank, and it's just like, oh, if I say that, if she's an angry black woman, then you're going to say, wow, you're racist. She said I'm an angry black woman.
Yeah.
And she said, that's what's happening here. It's just everything they say is the opposite is the case, except for that comment. But just that's what's happening in our country. And I think that the anger and hatred and vitriol is coming pouring forth out of the left continually.
I heard that talk with Michelle Gabe, and it was evil. I can't think of another
Yeah.
word but evil. And she said that, and when she said that, I'm like, what the?
I thought, you know what? You talk about, they go low, we go high. I thought, I thought, she is absolute. You know what? And also, one of the things that she brought up in that speech was she talked about women's health, and she wanted to use the scaremongering tactic of people who are dying on a table, an abortion table. The point is that she's not interested in women's health. She's not interested in health of people at all. Number one, they have had open borders that have destroyed the women of this country.
Yeah.
But number two, the point is that is life in the womb. I think it is so important to emphasize, Jesse, that the Bible as well as science shows that a baby in the womb is life in the womb.
Yeah.
She is not interested in protecting life. She says it's all about women's health, and somehow the Republicans are against women's health. And here's something else interesting as well. Do you know that she talked about Donald Trump and his amoral character? Do you know right now, according to the New York Times, 17 porn stars have joined the fight on the side of the Democrats, four Democrats, and two Democratic-aligned organizations have put out pro-pornography ads for the Democratic Party, as if to say Republicans are going to shut down somehow and put you in jail if you look at pornography, which, of course, that is not anything at all that's going to actually happen. And no one has ever floated that idea. But they're the ones pushing pornography. And yet she gets up there and talks about amoral Donald Trump. I thought, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. These people, they don't know how low they go is really so sad.
The one thing that I've noticed about the Democrats since they've been in office, everything that they accuse Republicans of, especially with Donald Trump, is what they are already doing. You know, they're already doing these things. And they're saying, well, if the Republican get in, this is what's going to happen. I'm like, it's already happening. This is what y'all been doing all along.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, I thought this was funny, too. I wasn't able to watch live Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden speech.
Right.
But I was on the road at the time. And so then when I got home, I thought, well, I pulled it up. But anyway, I heard all the mainstream media, news anchors and people on The View talking about how he's a Nazi. And it reminds him of 1939 and Nazism and fascism and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and he bashed the Puerto Ricans and how terrible he was. And he's just a wicked, wicked man. I thought, so I pulled up the speech and listened to it. I thought, it was a great speech. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a great speech. It was positive. It was Americana. We're going to get back to doing this. And here's the policies were laid out. I thought, what in the world are they talking about? They just have so hate filled. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it would be awful if they get back in if they are reelected, because I believe it'll just be over for this country. We won't have a chance to ever. Succeeding again. You know, I noticed that they're supposed to be for women, Michelle Obama, like, oh, they're coming after us. They ain't going to hurt us. But they have allowed all these illegal aliens to come in from around the world, and they don't know who they are. They're from prisons from around the world. And so many American women are getting raped and robbed and killed by these people. They don't care. I don't hear an outcry from the liberal women or anyone really that women are being raped by illegal aliens. They don't seem to bring that up at all.
You know, a couple of points on that, Jesse. Number one, it shows they have a disdain for the American law. The law is on the books right now, and they have violated the law on a continual basis. Joe Biden, I challenge anyone to say that that is not the case. He has violated the law continually. Not only have they done that, but they have not only allowed illegals to come in, but they have actually facilitated it. They have invited them. They have flown them over the border. They dropped them into different cities. And the purpose, of course, is to destroy, because they hate America. They destroy America. I hear people on the news all the time talking in these middle American cities, the cities where they think are populated by deplorables and garbage, of course, evidently. And these people are saying, you know what? My city used to be a peaceful city, but they dropped in, for example, 20,000 Nigerians right here into my little my little town of 30,000 people, and now everything is run amok and everything's out of control, and we have gangs taking over the streets, and we can't walk the streets any longer.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for that? That's the Biden administration. They want to destroy America.
That is my, every time I hear that and I see that it is happening, it's up for understanding the human heart, how evil the heart can be. It blows my mind that our government has brought in trouble upon the American people, upon we the voter.
Right.
It wasn't done by anyone else but the, you know, our own government who we hired to work for us, to protect us, to have a strong military. And they have brought trouble in. In California, Bill, not a day goes by when there's not a home invasion, a robbery, or someone is being killed on the freeway or on the streets. Violence on the freeway now, and home. Some home has been robbed three times in less than 2 or 3 weeks, back to back. And our government did this. It's not like It's not like we did it. The government did it. I didn't think that the government could do or would do this to us or to the people.
No, the government is the enemy of the people. That is the deep state. And let's go back to that, what I mentioned a moment ago. Who's running the country? Joe Biden certainly is not.
Right.
Kamala Harris certainly is not. She's not capable of doing so, nor is she capable of doing so because she's 100% on the campaign trail. So who's running the country? The answer is the deep state. If anyone denies that, just think about how they kicked out Joe Biden, who had all the votes of the Democratic Party around the country. Kamala Harris, who had not one single vote, they put her in.
Yep.
They don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in the Republic of America. They don't believe in the democratic process. They don't believe that. Barack Obama and the insiders have put up a particular person, they put up Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Might as well be Michelle.
Right.
They put her up simply because they're controlling the country already. That's what's happening across the country. That's what's happening in California. We have the deep state controlling what's going on in America. They violate the law 100% of the time, every single day of the year. And yet they say Donald Trump doesn't respect the law and he's in it for himself. I tell you, their hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Yesterday, Gavin Newsom announced another buku money to house the homeless, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, we got to pay for that now. The taxpayers are going to be paying for that. And it was interesting in that these people encourage people to be homeless. They give them drugs. They make it possible for them to be homeless. They give them drugs and free food and everything. And now they say, okay, now we've allowed all this homeless encourage it, made it happen, free pot, free needles, free everything. Now we're going to put you in homes. We're going to get you homes. I'm like,
yeah,
that's crazy to me.
It is crazy. You know what? We got off the track many, many years ago when we started socialism in this country. That is the transferring of wealth from one individual to another, or from a group of individuals in the middle class to other individuals in society. That is all unconstitutional in our constitutional system. We got off track on that way back in the period of FDR, actually. And so we started transferring money from one pocket of society to another pocket.
Yeah.
And so now the sky is the limit, because as the imagination of man, as evil as that imagination may be, that's as far as they want to go. So they want to give money to illegal aliens.
Yeah.
While they're in foreign countries, fly them over here free. They get on planes without even having to be vetted. They don't have to show an ID. They don't have to show that they don't have to show anything. They get on planes. They fly them into the country. If I go to the airport, I'm going to have to go through the scanner and I have to put my arms up and everybody takes pictures of my body, whether I have, they don't care about that.
Right.
They just absolutely violate the law consistently and continually. That's why Donald Trump is so popular, because he wants to get back to law and order, law for the American people and order in America, and bar people who do not belong here from coming here.
I don't, and maybe you can help me. I'm black and slow. So maybe
I don't know about that. You may be black, but I'm not. I know you're not slow.
I can't think of one reason why anyone, liberal, conservative, Christian, non-Christian, male, female, white, black, whatever color, I can't think of one reason why anyone would vote for Kamala Harris. I can't think of a reason. Why would anyone vote for Kamala Harris?
You know, as Michelle Obama said the other day in her speech, I lay awake at night and wonder what's going on in this country. Why is it even close? That's exactly what a conservative, that's what Christian people are wondering. Are people who have any common sense or any constitutional background at all are wondering, how can a Kamala Harris, who disdains our Constitution, who violates the law, who is a Marxist, who has put people out of jail who were from the Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization, train Marxist organizers. On the front page of it, they say they want to disband the American family, and she supported all of that. She continues to support it, bails people out of jail, puts them back on the streets to commit more violence. How can anyone with common sense and half a mind vote for a Kamala Harris? I have no clue. Yeah, why is it even close, Michelle Obama?
When I get to heaven, that's going to be my first question for God.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, why? Yeah. Why would they vote for her? I know we're running out of time here, so tell the folks how we should be feeling right now about all this stuff that's happening, the election coming up, all this mess.
Well, I think it's kind of like, we're driving a car and we kind of have the foot on the brake just a little bit, or on the clutch, just like I feel good about it. I feel good about the popularity of Donald Trump, but I feel good about the popularity of people who want to roll back the size of government, by the way, which is not fascism. That is more constitutionalism. He wants to roll back the size of government. I feel good about that and his popularity. However, at the same time, I am perfectly aware, I am not naive at the ugliness and the lawlessness of the left.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is coming out very clearly that they're already having problems in Pennsylvania. They've already had so many problems with voting, illegals voting, and in Virginia. Right now, the federal government is suing the state of Virginia to allow illegals to vote. So the problem is, as I see it, we better be really out there voting for Donald Trump,
yeah,
and being active. At the same time, I'm going to be positive, but also realistic, and know that the left knows no bounds as far as violence and vitriol and ugliness and insurrection is concerned, because that's where the insurrection comes from, the left.
Yeah. Two quick things, Bill. One is, I reported yesterday that up in Washington State, I believe, in Portland, somewhere up in there, you know how they have those drop boxes for the voting things? Well, they set a couple of those boxes on fire. And so now those voters, people who have already put their votes in there, been destroyed. So they won't know about that.
Yeah, that kind of thing is going on in several places I've read about. They also have problems in Pennsylvania and Virginia, as I mentioned. So, I think there's always going to be that kind of situation. But the sad thing is, the Department of Justice is suing the state of Virginia to allow illegals to vote.
Yeah,
and not to clean up the voter rolls. This is what this is about. This is about the integrity of elections. And by the way, if we don't have integrity of elections, we don't have a country.
Yeah.
Period. That's the bottom line.
Amazing. Bill, with a few words or less, what is the blue state? How do we recognize? Because, you know, I hear about not the blue state, but the
blue wall.
You said that our government is not controlled by Joe Biden. But
the deep state.
Yeah, what is the deep state?
Okay, I believe the deep state is very simple, and that is that it is a bureaucracy of hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats that have been appointed and put into office and they are ensconced in Washington, D.C., and in major centers of the United States. They are not voted on by the American people, but they have been created. The departments have been created by the government. And so the departments have been created And they actually are controlling the direction of government. The people, they have big money. They control the Barack Obamas, the George Soroses of the world, the Liz Cheneys of the world. All of these people are their operatives, and they actually are controlling the direction of our government, the deep state. That is the bureaucrats that are unelected, that are ensconced in Washington, D.C., and other locales in America. That's the deep state, and they are 100% socialist.
Amazing. That's amazing. Bill, I don't want to keep you late today. I don't want to have to write a note for your principal.
Okay. So, well, thank you for that.
Tell the folks how they can help you, where to go to, whatever information you want to put out there.
Well, thank you for that, Jesse. Yeah. So to assist me, AmericanLibertyWithBillLockwood.com, and there's a donate button on that. My podcast is PatrioticPulpit.com, Patriotic Pulpit, and that's on Amazon Music app as well as Spotify app. So that's the podcast that I do, as well as, of course, I have Bible studies with Bill Lockwood, and that's the pulpit that I preach in at Iowa Park Church of Christ. And so Bible studies with Bill Lockwood, Patriotic Pulpit, that's the podcast, and then the website American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.
Amazing. Well, Bill, we'll see what happened come Tuesday.
Yes, sir. We'll be praying about it.
And I know normally when they have election day, we know before who won. But I'm wondering, will we know on Tuesday who won? Or is it going to take a half a year to find that out? Who won?
You know what? The way they set up elections now, it could take a long time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Sad.
It is, man. I want my country back, but it's gone.
I do, too. I know.
Bill, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Love you, and take care of yourself, and we're praying for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. What a mess, huh? Bill Lockwood is one of the smartest men on the planet. One of them. You have that Tesla guy. What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Musk! And you have the Great White Hope. And you have the Dream Team. The Dream Team is Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The Dream Team. Amazing. Super Chat.
Nice.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Lori bought a coffee. Beautiful call with the Satan worshiper, Jesse, yesterday.
That was an amazing call.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Everyone is exactly like him and doing the same things, judging / wishing ill on people, praying to the devil and into thoughts. He knows he's dealing with Satan.
Right. That's deep.
Everyone else is worshiping Satan as well, and they don't even know it. So interesting.
I thought that caller yesterday, if you didn't hear, you could podcast yesterday's show. I thought that caller laid it out every human heart, except for those who started to work on it. He committed to Satan, and he knows he's wishing the devil. And he's not even sure if he feels like he would disappoint Satan by letting go, something like that. And so I thought it was a deep call. You're absolutely right. Amazing. What's wrong?
Just that I'm not seeing. For some reason, my internet's down, so I can't see something. But I can still read the Super Chats.
You want to do it later?
No. Okay. I can still read the Super Chats.
Go ahead.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. It goes like this, from mild to severe, ADD/ADHD, then Asperger's, then autism.
So ADD, autism, and Asperger's are all the same?
No.
One
is more extreme than the other, according to her.
Everybody and their mama, except baby Jessica and dad, have the Asperger.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
And she says, Asperger's is not autism yet, but close to where the person is able to get a job and function in society. ADHD, lots of energy and trouble focusing. So she has the whole explanation for us.
Amazing. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you all. We'll finish up on the Super Cat when I, chats when I come back. Your phone calls.
You know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, I've mentioned it once, I've mentioned it twice, and about to mention it a third time. Get your orders in now so that we can get everything signed and back out to you so you receive your Christmas gifts early, you know, in the right time. So for my books, and my books are amazing, For Race to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Feminine, and Financial Success Guide, and The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Also, I have a merch, amazing merch, and we got some new merch coming up for you, which is extra amazing, amazing, and amazing. Right? And so don't be a beta. Get your orders in so you can get them on time and there will be no complaints. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/store, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right? Get your orders in. The Hake Report. If you have not heard the Hake Report, I don't know what to say. At 9 a.m. right after my show, the Hake Report, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, Mending Hearts and Relationships While Roller Skating. You don't want to miss it. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. This Friday, we have a brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv. Of the Fallen State .tv. I had a very interesting discussion with Royce White. And Royce is a former professional basketball player who is currently running for Senate in Minnesota. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I smoked weed the first time. I had a massive panic attack where I thought I was dying and having a heart attack.
You must have had some of that good weed. Do you create your own thoughts? You
can't have free will if the human mind doesn't have some agency.
The past or the future is just an illusion. It doesn't exist. Am I right?
No, you're not right.
Every human being that has anger is unconscious and they know not what they do.
Oh, no, that's a scapegoat. No, I'm not buying that at all.
It was an amazing discussion. This Friday, the Lord is willing and the creek to arise at 12 noon. So get ready. Telephone, telegraph, tell your mama. And then at 4 p.m. today, Monday through Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Natural energy on fire. I'm hearing about him all over town now. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss any of his shows. Let me go to Lori out of Texas. Lori, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Lori. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I was just thinking about Bill Lockwood. He's so great, you know.
Bill is one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven.
He is. And it's funny to me because you're really right when you say we're not getting our country back, because when United States of America, it was built under God. You know, we were strong, we were great because we had that hedge of protection of God, you know, and we've turned our backs on God. So Trump might make it better, but you're right. I don't think it's really going to come back. He's going to let us destroy ourselves, you know.
No, it's not coming back. It's done. But yeah, you can still have perfect peace in the midst of the mess. You don't have to be affected by it at all. So just stay out of your imagination and you'll be fine.
Exactly right. We'll still have that hedge of protection from God with us.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate
it,
Lord. Oh, go ahead.
The reason I was calling actually has to do with love. God's showing me through my son. I've got three sons. My oldest is 21, and he's out in the world, and he's struggling a little bit. And I was thinking I love him because I'm going to give him money, because I realize I'm just feeling a good feeling of helping him because I love him. And then when I realized that was wrong, I stopped giving him money. Now he doesn't call me. So now I'm feeling this feeling of bad because I love you and you're not calling me. And so it hit me. Love, true love from God, it doesn't have a feeling with it. There's no good. There's no bad. It's like now I'm realizing I just love him because, you know, I love him, but I don't, if he calls me, good. If he doesn't, fine. I don't have a feeling attached to it.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I do. Have you been trying to call him since he stopped calling you?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't call him either. Let him figure it out now. Let him suffer, and hopefully through his suffering, he'll wake up.
Yes, and I understand what you say about he's not mine. He's a grown man now.
Absolutely.
He doesn't belong to me.
Absolutely.
You know, love.
Is it hard to let go?
No, and I know it has to be God, because the old me would not even understand this. It is not hard to let go. It's controlling him for me to hang on, and that's wrong. I love him, so I will let him go. And I'm realizing you can't love someone more than you love someone else. This is how we can love our enemies. We can love everyone because it's a steady peace. One way across the board, you just love. There's no judgment.
Absolutely. Amazing. When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. That's amazing.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
You too. Amazing. Can we finish on Super Chat? And I go back to the phone. One line open, 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Julie from Connecticut bought our coffee. Our son had ADHD, but we detoxed him from heavy metals, and he eats non-processed, all-organic foods, doing much better. It's called the autistic spectrum, with all the little labels in between, and it depends on how severe or mild the symptoms are. when the person would fall on the spectrum.
So what did he have? ADHD?
Yeah, ADHD.
So that come from bad food? That caused by bad food?
I don't know, but she says that the eating better food, with eating better food, he's doing better.
But he still has ADHD?
That I don't know.
He's just not as hungry.
Maybe.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Interesting, though. Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez IV, 5 coffees. All my thoughts, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I can let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'll take this anger from my soul.
Amazing. Amazing song by Pete out of Alaska. Amazing. Check it out.
Nice. Dreams of Joel bought a coffee. Jesse, can you say the name of the book that talks about how a woman's anger is worse than a man's anger? It sounds very interesting. Thank you. Smiley.
I can't remember, but I will. I'll look it up and get it to you. Let me finish the book first.
Fair enough.
Because I'm trying to finish before I recommend.
Nice.
I will. It's going to take me like 5 years to finish it, but let me. No, I'm playing. It's not going to take that long. But let me finish it, and then I recommend it. Thank you, though.
Thank you. MB bought a coffee. I have been looking for a church. Can't find one that doesn't believe Jesus is God. If a church believes Jesus is God, does that make it a cult?
Repeat that.
I've been looking for a church. I can't find one that doesn't believe Jesus is God. If a church believes Jesus is God, does that make it a cult?
Don't be looking for a church like that.
Just go to church.
Right. Just go to church. Don't be looking for a church that says Jesus is not God or God. You need to know that for yourself without having a church tell you if he is or not, or even agree with you if he is or not. Amazing. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. Elon Musk is said to he's said to have Asperger's. For an example.
Elon has Asperger?
That's what is. He's said to have it anyway.
Is he a millennial?
No, he's Gen X. X.
What? That's my age?
They're older than millennials, but younger than you.
Whatever. What, I'm zero? Generation zero?
You're boomer.
Oh. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. She also bought another coffee saying, it would probably be more fitting to say Kamala is or retarded, Ray, than saying she has Asperger's. Or you can say she has Asperger's with the low IQ, LOL.
She just seemed like, it looked like she doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
It just looked like, it appears that she's just like, empty and doesn't know anything at all. Even if she did go to school, all of the information just didn't stay with her at all.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. A super chat from Misty, a diamond. Hake Henry Greenwald, 2024.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. And thank you, guys. Let me just double check, do a little refresh. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go to first-time caller out of Ohio, Christy. What? Christy,
hello?
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. I got a question, like, with the family. My sister, you know, she's the only family I have left. Everyone else is dead. And she's a bitch. Like, I've been trying to be nice to her. And, like, you know, she's my only sister. She's the only one I have left. My brothers are dead. My dad is dead. You know, I'm trying to be nice to her. And it's like, you know, she went behind my back and sold my dad's house, trying to keep all the money. She's just being a bitch. How do I forgive her?
Your mother's dead, too?
Yes.
Everybody dead?
Yeah, except me and her.
You forgive her by not resenting her, by realizing the same angry spirit that is controlling you it's controlling her. And so you forgive her by realizing she can't help herself, just as you can't help but be angry at her. So realize that, and don't try to be friends with her. Don't try to get along. Don't try. You just live your life and let her live her, let her live her own life, and don't be a part of it.
Yes, but, like, you know, she's going to be homeless here soon because she sold my dad's house. And I know, but what she's going to do, she's going to try to come live with me, and she's going to, you know, I don't know.
Why
I wish I could just let her go and not ever think of her again.
You can't let her go if you start resenting her. The only reason you can't forget her is because you won't forgive her.
I love her. I want to forgive her, but yeah, I don't know how.
You don't love her because if you loved her, you wouldn't be resenting her. Just forget. You know how you can't help yourself but be angry, and then now you're concerned that she's going to be homeless and you're going to end up, she's going to end up in your place, and you can't help but say yes when you really want to say no. You can't help that right now, right?
Yeah.
It's the same spirit in her. And so what you just realize, because it doesn't make sense that you would even think about her being homeless. Why do you care if she's going to be homeless when she doesn't care about it herself? Why do you care?
That's a good question.
And the answer?
I don't know.
And why are you saying, I know she's going to want to come live here? That's your home.
Because I'm the only thing, me and my kids are all she has.
But you're not responsible for her or her life. Why are you?
I'm responsible for me and my kids. And
so why are you taking on her responsibility?
I don't know. I want to forgive her. You know, she sold my dad's house behind my back. I don't care if she can keep the money. I care about none of that. I would like for her and I to be civil and have a sister relationship, you know?
Why do you even want that? You shouldn't even want that. That's why you're stuck. You don't want anything from her. You don't need anything from her. You don't want anything from her. And sister is just a name. It has no meaning. Why don't you drop your anger so you can be free of her?
That's what I'm trying to do.
And how are you trying to do that?
I'm trying, like, I don't care that, you know, she, everything that she did, you know, she sold all my dad's stuff. I don't care about that. She can have every penny of it. I don't care.
So if you don't care, why don't you forget it? Why are you still thinking about it?
Oh, I want to forgive her. I want to, you know, she's my sister. I want her in my life.
But why do you want her in your life? That doesn't make sense either. Don't you have your own family?
Yes, I do.
So why do you want her in your life?
Because, I don't know, because she's my sister.
But that's not a reason to want her in your life. Why do you want her in your life?
You know, my kids used to have a relationship with her. They miss her. They, you know, I ain't talked to her in about a year now.
But,
and, you know, my kids, you know, they ask every time I go to Michigan, they want to go to her house. And what do I tell my kids?
Just say, no, we can't go to her house. We're not together anymore. We're not working things out. We're moving on. Just say no to them.
Well, I do. But, you know, it sucks to, you know, they don't know why they can't go see their aunt.
Well, they said because she got issues, and I don't want you guys to be around her at this time.
And she does have issues. She has anger problems, and, you know, she's my sister. I want to help her. I want God to help her.
But is God helping her?
I don't think so.
And so
she doesn't believe in God. You know, she doesn't believe in Jesus. She's not a very religious person. When my dad died, the only thing I wanted was our family Bible, and I got it in three pieces.
And so if God is not helping her, and he could if he wanted to, right?
Yes.
So why are you concerned if he's not concerned?
I don't know.
You are your problem, not her. You got all these false wants and needs. You want, she's my sister, I want to be this, I want this. You need to drop those and work on you and forget about her. Let her live her own life. And don't, because if you let her back in your home, she's going to destroy your home. she would destroy your family and everything. It would be your fault because you let her back in.
And that I don't want, you know. I would never risk my family, you know.
Well, then don't let her in. Don't give her any money. Don't do anything for her. If you love her, you will forgive her and let her go and live her own life and let her suffer. It's not your responsibility. You have no responsibility for her at all. Zero. You have no duty, nothing to for her at all. Let her live her own life. And wish her well.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jesse. I will try my hardest to do that.
What does your husband say about this?
He says that, you know, eventually me and her will be talking again and be back to being, you know, sisters. Because we fought before. You know, me and my husband have been married for 15 years, and me and my sister have had fights before, but it's never been like this.
Well, until you stop loving the thrills of being angry and fighting with your sister or anyone, you're never going to be free, because the problem is not your sister. Your problems are your problems. Your anger is inside of you, and your sister has her anger inside of her, and you're not her problem, and she's not yours. It's just you're not looking at yourself and overcoming your issues so you can be free of her.
And I want to do that. I don't want to, you know, I want to not think of her all, I don't think of her all the time, but I don't want to think of her and have bad feelings and feel like I'm doing something wrong and, you know, like I should be taking care of her and looking out for her.
You know, not at all. You shouldn't be doing anything for her but wishing her well, meaning don't resent her. She can't help herself just as you can't help yourself with your anger.
And I just, that's why I'm calling, you know. I want to let this go. I don't want to
Let the anger go. Wish her well in your heart. Wish her well. Let the anger go, and the ideas about her will disappear as well. And you'll be free and live your life and let her go and live her life however she wants to live it. But don't be angry at her. Don't judge her.
Thank you.
And do not let her in your home.
Oh, I can't. I won't.
Yeah. But don't be angry at her either. Just stay away from her and let her go out and do whatever she wants to do to her own life. And don't let her problems become your problems.
Okay. That's what I want. I want to wish her well. I want to pray for her. I hope that she does good and, you know, doesn't end up homeless on the streets. You know, I hope that she does do good.
Why do you hope that? Why do you hope that?
Because she's my sister and I love her. I don't want to see her out there on the streets.
But you're hoping for
abused by all these guys and shit. You know, she's not the brightest crayon in the box.
But you're hoping
she lets guys use her and everything else.
But you're hoping for something that she's not even hoping for herself. Why are you hoping? She doesn't want that.
I don't know. Why do I feel compelled to
Because you're
to love
angry.
Her?
You don't love her. If you loved her, you would not be angry and let her just live her life. Love means letting go of. It's not meaning holding on to.
Yeah, I guess that's my problem. I really want to. I do want to love her, and I do want to let her go.
Drop the anger, Christy. Don't you hear me? Drop the anger. Then you would love is just simply not being angry. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news coming in, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
all kinds of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 30th, AD 2024. There is one line open, guys and gals. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And he will get back to your calls for hour two. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, seems to be campaigning for cackling Kamala Harris, saying gas prices are falling fast, just as millions of Americans head to the polls. Some analysts say that the national average could soon plunge below $3 a gallon for the first time since 2021. Thank you, Trump. Nice. The cackling Kamala Harris, she delivered her campaign's closing argument on Tuesday evening at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C., the same site that our greatest president told his supporters on January 6th to fight like H.E. double toothpicks, hell, before they ransacked the U.S. Capitol. A bit of an exaggeration. But anyway, and he was right. He said fight, but the spiritual battle, not the not like that. Anyway, cackling Kamala Harris said next week's election presents a stark choice for voters. Indeed, it does. It is a choice about whether we will have a country rooted in freedom for every American under our greatest president Trump, or ruled by chaos and division under cackling Kamala Harris. And that's a quote. I may have added a little bit to it. While addressing poignant issues for voters, Kamala, they call her Harris, whatever that means, Kamala also sought to confront her biggest political weakness by saying major political figures need to stop using immigration as a wedge and rather see it as a serious challenge that needs solving, like she's taking it seriously at all. What a phony. Sounds like our greatest president's the man for the job. With her closing argument there, Kamala said she will work across party lines to sign the border security bill that she said Trump killed. And he rightly killed it, and we need to get rid of that nonsense. Anyway, the Four Seasons shooter. Did you hear about this? An active shooter fired at least, whatever active shooter means, fired at least 15 gunshots through the walls and off the balcony of his apartment at the Four Seasons Hotel in Atlanta during a standoff. It sort of sounds black, but I don't know. Probably not. Maybe it is. During a standoff Tuesday before being taken into custody, a 70-year-old suspect, 70-year-old suspect, had been involved in an altercation with a hotel employee after police attempted to get the suspect to come to the door of his room and surrender peacefully. He started firing with a handgun, shotgun, and rifle. Sounds crazy. So said authorities. The suspect eventually raised his hand and a SWAT team, a SWAT team went to his door and took him into custody. The one officer and the suspect were taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Darren Sheerbaum is the police chief. I don't know who this suspect is. Interesting. Maybe you have info that I don't. Crazy. Anyway, there is an airstrike in Israel, or was an Israeli airstrike, not in Israel, from Israel, on a multi-story building in northern Gaza. I guess, is Gaza Israel now? It's gonna be, maybe. Northern Gaza killed more than 90 people, though, including 25 children, quote-unquote children. That means minors, right? According to Palestinian authorities, the U.S. called Tuesday's strike horrifying. I didn't call it horrifying, but that does sound horrible, right? And the UN said it was one of Israel's deadliest attacks in nearly 3 months. Israel's military said that they were targeting a suspected terrorist and trying to understand why so many people were in the area at the time. The strike came one day after Israel banned the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees from operating in the country, a move that sparked international outcry, not from Haig. Several displaced Gazans told CNN that the agency had been a lifeline for healthcare, education, and food. I bet they were. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume them innocent? Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Isn't that amazing? What a way to live. When I think of the world, it fills me with sorrow. Amazing. Oh, amazing. I'm just writing a note to myself so I don't forget. Sorry about that. You can, if you're out and about anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, if you're white, everybody and they mama, if you're black. So, I don't think that... James, that line, the listen line is not working yet. Okay, he's checking on that. I think we're having some issue with the listen line, not the call-in line, but the listen line. It should be working soon. If it is working, you can call 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And that way you can be listening live while doing whatever it is doing. But it's down right now. But they're working on it. And we have no control over that. They're working on it. All right? Amazing. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So I'm told that the listening line is up again. It's working. You can podcast, but you can be listening live doing whatever you're doing. I want to know if you heard or when you heard Joe Biden call Trump voters garbage. What did you think about that? What did you think, or how did you feel about, if you're a voter for Trump, that the president of the United States is calling you garbage? The voters, the man that's supposed to be working for you is calling you garbage. And last time Hillary Clinton called the voters What did she call the voters? You remember that?
Wait, who?
Hillary.
Deplorable?
Deplorable.
Deplorable.
Deplorable. And now you're garbage if you voted for the Great White Hope. This is from Fox. President Biden went viral Tuesday night for commenting, disparaging Trump supporters' comments, disparaging Trump supporters as garbage during a Harris campaign call. Watch this from Fox News.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. And he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've
Amazing. What do you think about that? He called you garbage. The president of the United States of America, the guy that you're paying to work for you. Isn't that amazing? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. He called you garbage. Well, according to X, Trump is informed live on stage that Joe Biden called his voters garbage yesterday during a rally in Pennsylvania. Watch this from PBS.
Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President.
That's terrible. That's what it says. So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him.
Yeah.
For he not knoweth what he said.
Amazing. First they say they love you, and then they attack you. If they can't get what they want from you by loving you, then they attack you. If they can't get what they want by saying they love you, they go personal. Because love and hate are the same in human nature. Love and hate is evil. It's evil. Human nature is evil, and human beings have no love. That's why they try to say they love you until they find out they can't get what they want. Then they hate you. You're garbage to Joe Biden because you're not voting for him. Not that he loves you. I guarantee you, if you say, oh, okay, I'll vote for you, now he loves you. You're no longer garbage. And you'll believe now that you're not garbage because he said he loves you. Isn't that amazing? First you love me, then you hate me. That's the plan for a fool. When will you wake up? When will you become your own person? When will you become one with self? When will you stop trying to get anything from anybody, period, from the world? When? If not now, when? You are your world. You're responsible for your own world. No one else is. Human beings, you can bank on it. Do not love one another. If human beings love one another, we will have peace on earth already. If human beings love one another, we will have peace right now on earth. It'll just be instant. There will be no hate. There will be peace on earth. No wars. No hate. No wars. It will be peace on earth. Joe Biden's heart is no different than yours or anyone who has not forgiven. Who have not forgiven. I want to give you one quick example, and not by far the only example, what hate would do for you. Did you hear about this lady that went on this date, apparently, and something went wrong, and the guy tried, according to the story, the guy allegedly tried to rape her, and she called 911, pretending that she was calling the, I guess, pizza place or somewhere, have some food delivered or something. She was trying to, pretend that she was trying to order a pizza. And then it's being reported that the person that tried to rape her was an illegal alien. Allegedly. It's from the New York Post. An illegal immigrant was allegedly caught in the act while trying to rape a Florida woman who had raised the alarm by calling 911 and pretending to order pizza, according to authorities. Watch this from Fox 10.
Hey.
He's trying to rape me. Can you help
Get off her now.
Chilling screams for help.
Help me.
Get off her now.
Chilling. Give us a channel.
You're looking at the moments Volusia County deputies arrived on scene to find suspect Luis Moncayo Hernandez on top of the victim in a field behind a nursery.
Don't you move. Come here, dear. Come here. You're good.
Get
off. We're good. We're here.
This all unfolding October 19th around 4 a.m. That's when Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says the woman called 911. When the dispatcher answered, she pretended to order a pizza, confirming she knew she was calling 911. She'd provide enough information to let them know she was in trouble and needed help.
The victim in this case said she had known her assailant, that they had gone into the fernery to drink a couple drinks, alcoholic beverages, and that's all it was supposed to be. However, during this outing, he did a line of cocaine, and she said he did a 180, and he became extremely violent and wouldn't let her go and tried to rape her. The video, again, speaks for itself.
Amazing. Well, that's due to your government. Your government opened up the gates and told the illegals to come on in. Y'all come on in now. You're welcome. We're going to provide for you and everything. You can rape the women. And this, sorry, ladies, this is just the beginning of it. Really. Unless Trump get in and deport all these people, send them back to wherever they came from. Your government don't care that you're being raped? What the? You think Kamala Harris care a 2 cents that you're being raped? No, she doesn't. Because if she did, the borders would have been closed a long time ago. And you voted for her. And you think she loved women because she said abortions offer you abortions. Women don't love women. Women, they're just using that to control you in the same way they did with the blacks. They don't love you. When will you think for yourself and live your own life? How can you trust a government that opened the borders up and bring these people in from prisons, allow them to come in from prisons and everywhere around the world? They did this in Europe, and they started raping white women like nothing going on. And now it's happening in America. It's happening in South Africa. And yet you still vote for them. You get the government you deserve. Isn't that amazing? You get the government you deserve. You're out of your mind. I'm looking at what's happening in California. And every year, they vote for the same people or new people who are just like that, Democrats, liberals. And they do the same thing to the people. And they still vote for them. And they live in fear. And they're living in fear. They vote for a government that will cause them to live in fear. Does that make sense? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
Doing fine, man. How about you?
Amazing.
All right. I was calling for the biblical question.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
I got two reasons for it. So, the first one is that it does feel good to compare, you know, somebody else's evil to yours and feel like, presume they're guilty because it makes you feel good about, you know, comparing, like it feels like they're worse than you. So it makes you feel like you're a better person. That's the first reason.
So presume people guilty unless proven innocent or whatever, you feel better by judging them?
It does feel good, yeah.
It makes you feel like your stuff is not as bad.
Yeah, like the Diddy situation. Like, everybody got a big old thrill out of, you know, we don't even know what even happened or if it's even true, but
right. He's
been rich and famous all his life, and us broke, miserable people, it feels good to see somebody rich and famous get taken down like that. Right?
What an evil heart, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's also, on the other side, there's also, like, you kind of do better. Sometimes you would do better to presume that everybody's lying to you.
How is that?
Because it's true that, you know, we live in a society where, you know, we can't trust doctors anymore. Everything is a business. You can't trust your preachers. You can't trust anybody. Everyone is lying, you know? So it's almost like you're better off presuming that everyone's lying and on the outside, and then just kind of waiting until you know for yourself on the inside. So it gets tricky, you know?
Amazing. I want to respond to that, but I gotta wait until Sunday for the biblical question. So the first reason you don't presume others innocent unless proven guilty is because it makes you feel better about being wrong.
Yeah,
And you said there was a two-part to it. What's the other reason?
Is that you're better off presuming that people are evil and people are lying and that people are guilty, because more times than not, it's true that people are lying,
right,
and that they're evil, because most people are evil.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh. Again, I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Is your life getting better as a result of paying attention to it?
Yeah. I'd say I'm better off than I was before I started, slowing down and observing things.
Can you give me an example of one way it is getting better?
It seems like it's just in general, I'm healthier. I'm not into as much drama as I used to be into.
Nice.
Yeah. It's more boring, but it's healthier to live a more mundane life, because I'm not up and down as much.
And how is it boring?
It's not. Yeah. Boring is healthy. So I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing, but yeah, it is. It's not. I used to be all into ups and downs and, chasing all kind of pleasures and stuff.
Amazing.
I'm growing up. I'm living more of a mature man's life, you know?
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Spain. Heard around the world and talk to Sean from Spain. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Sean.
Good. Well, my question is how to deal with my father. So he sort of steers his conversations that he has with me. I haven't talked to him in 2 years, to give context. And I just recently, forgiven him and stuff like that. I talk to him in person because I can't necessarily go to upstate New York from here, where I'm, I'm in Spain right now. I've been doing okay so far, but over here, I've been here for 15 months. But the point is, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So he always... I'm not voting this year, but I voted for Trump twice. And my dad always, I recently reconvened with him and I've forgiven him, and he sort of had a weird reaction to me forgiving him. And he sort of thought that I was more in the wrong anyways, but that's beyond the point. The point is, he always steers the conversations towards politics, no matter what. And it's like, he has TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. And this is not only with my father,
Hey, Sean? Sean.
Yeah.
So you're saying that your father steered the conversation toward politics when you talked to him?
Yeah.
And what's your question about it?
No matter what,
and what's your question about
it? Mention it somehow to get a rise out of me or something.
And
I don't know.
And what's your,
but Sean? It's
Sean.
Still talk to him all.
Sean.
Yeah.
And what's your question about it?
Sorry. How to really? How I don't know. I don't have a rebuttal towards him. So do I need a rebuttal towards him whenever he sort of gets into an argument with me, or that he causes, or what? Or is it better just to basically turn the cheek, like Jesus would say? I mean, the answer is pretty obvious, but it's like I'm.
Hey, Sean.
Admitting that I'm wrong or something.
Sean, what's your question?
My question is, how do I not let this bother me anymore,
Why do you have to talk to him about it, period?
No, it's just he steers the conversation.
Why do you
go
to, why do you go with it?
because I just treat it as like as a little joke or whatever, a little jab. But then he expands upon it.
And why do you do that?
Maybe it's because I don't want to play with him. Yeah.
He's not making you talk. He's not making you have a conversation. You're doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
Why are you doing it? Why don't you just don't talk? You don't have to respond at all. Why do you respond?
Right, yeah. That's true.
No, that was a question. Why do you respond?
I don't know, Jesse. It's like I want to. It's like a form of maybe tribalism where I feel like it's a fake reality or whatever, where I think it's my ideology against his, and I get a thrill out of it, I guess.
So why do you blame him instead of blaming yourself? Because he's not making you have the conversation. Why do you blame him instead of blaming yourself?
Right. That was a question. Because I see myself as right, and if anyone opposes that, it's sensitive. Just because of where I used to live in the States, it was the East Coast, and I sort of have this resentment towards Democrats.
Sean.
Yeah. Sorry.
Why do you blame him that you, a grown man, and an individual, well, you're not quite an individual yet, but why are you responding and then you blame him because you go along with it? Why?
Why do I go along with it? I don't know, really.
And so why are you upset at him when you are your own problem?
Right, yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
I don't know the answer, Jesse. I don't know why I do the things I do.
I understand. Why don't you start to pay attention to yourself, put your eyes on you and not your father or anyone else so you can see what's driving you?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I'm sorry. The chat's probably going to roast me for all this. Okay. I'll keep my focus on me and not right. And it's funny how you can already tell that I'm not necessarily an individual, which is shameful, I guess. But
I'm asking, why is it that you're not keeping your eyes on you? But you're watching your father and everybody else and judging them. And here you're out of control. You're being controlled by the world around you. You're being controlled by chat. You're not in control of your own life. Why not take control and become one with yourself?
Because I've been burned in the past, I guess, and it's just I guess I don't trust myself in some sense.
Oh, so you have burned yourself?
Well, no, I got burned in the past, and I blamed it on myself, I guess.
And who got burned?
Me.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Yeah, right.
No, that was a question.
I don't have the answer.
Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back, Manhood Hour's coming up in the next hour. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he white. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV, he black, better known as Arkansas. And he has accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? What the? What does that even mean? You know what I mean? Anyway, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American anchor, baby, a genius. He is such a genius. He made Elon Musk look dumb. It must be true. At 4 p.m., energy all over the place. Never been to a cleaner's. He is such a genius, he has never used a cleaner's. Isn't that amazing? At 4 p.m., that's amazing you never taking your clothes to a cleaner's. I think that's pretty smart, to be honest.
You say smart?
Yeah.
But what do these wrinkles say?
And it said right on. You didn't iron me.
Right. I don't need the cleaners for that. I could just...
Oh, maybe the American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You don't want to miss it. All right. Let me go quickly back to Spain. It's rain in Spain. Sean, how old are you?
I just turned 29.
Happy birthday. So you just turned 29 today?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. And so who are you?
I don't know.
And why aren't you spending your time getting to know you rather than giving one thought about
right.
what others are thinking about you or what
yeah,
your
okay.
father, whether he's liberal, Democrat, whatever he might be? Why is it that the focus is not on you since you don't even know who you are?
Can I answer, like, as a follow-up? I have an idea, and yeah, it sounds I sound very probably immature to you, maybe, but I have a
See, listen,
general
to that.
Idea.
Sean, first mistake.
Sorry.
You should not even give it one thought how you sound to me or anyone.
All right, I get it.
Why are you
sorry,
doing that right now?
Sorry?
Why are you doing that right now?
It's like this, it's like this, it's like I constantly like, I don't know. It's like I constantly have to make myself suffer in some way. I don't know. And sounds a little bit nuts, but maybe that's it. That's my idea, I guess.
And
I
who guess. Is the self that's doing the suffering?
Well, it's not me, right? So, it's,
but why
it's
are you
me.
Acting? Why are you calling it you then? Why are you saying you suffer?
Right, because
no,
that
was a question.
So long, maybe, and that's why.
What?
Maybe because I've had that false me for so long, and that's why
and
I
so,
call it me.
And why is it that you're not working on that rather than looking out into the world, thinking about what
exactly.
people are saying
right.
or thinking about you? People don't love you. People don't care about you. That's why they want to hurt you, because they're miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
No, why are you paying attention to that?
Rather why? Because, than, I put more faith in the external world than my inner one.
And why?
Because I've been led to believe that through some means that I'm not even fully aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would suggest that you pay attention to you and forget about the world. Give the world the finger, because human beings are wicked. They are evil. And the devil that's working in them rejoices when they think that they can give you pain, and they think
right.
it's them that's feeling it rejoice, but it evil and rejoices, because evil lives off human beings by giving them pain. So-called good
right.
pain or bad pain, they both are evil.
Yeah.
So why, you're young, and if you were to start just working on you, forget about everybody else, you could have an amazing life for yourself, but you won't focus on you.
Right, right. I this isn't another question, but why is it that, maybe it's not appropriate for me to ask, but if people ask you what gives you the right to say all this, and they ask you, the only reason you've been given this position is because of religion, and if you didn't have religion, no one would call you and stuff like that. What do you say to those people?
First of all, I have been given it in a position because of religion. That's ridiculous.
Right, right. Hello?
Hello? So Sean?
Yeah.
Have you been working on yourself at all?
I have. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've been listening to you on a regular basis.
And
if the signal cuts out. I don't know if it did or not. But,
no, it didn't. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and every night?
Yes.
And are you practicing staying present at all times?
It's really hard, but I'm trying my best. Yeah.
And why is it hard? What's hard about staying present?
Because there's numerous things right now that I'm busy, and there's a lot of expectations that I have for myself, sort of, and that kind of gets in the way of what's present in the now, I guess. And it's just like I can't imagine a future where I can't get what I can't get to do what I want to do, and I'm deathly afraid of that.
And what is it that you want to do that you can't do and stay present?
Well, networking for a certain industry or that I'm interested in, for instance.
But why can't you just do that? Because there's nothing wrong with that. That's practical to have a job and try to, you know, make money on your job and do well on the job. But what does that have to do with you staying present?
I don't really, I don't know what it has to do with it. Am I talking in circles or not making sense or what?
What does that have to do with you staying present? You should work. You should work. You should take care of yourself. God made it possible for you to know how to work, provide a roof over your head, buy food, get a car, do your thing, material things like that. But
right.
What does that have to do? Because while you're working, you're going to be working, so your mind is on your job. But when you lay down the tool, why not come back to present, being present?
Okay, I can see where you're coming from now. Because it's always this reoccurring thing where it's like, oh, I could have been this by now if I didn't fuck up here. Sorry, excuse my language. If I didn't mess up here, if I didn't do this or I didn't do that, I would have been here already. And I'm here right now. So, and that's maybe what's interfering with being present. So.
Why don't you stop being so ambitious? Why don't you lay that down and just simply live your life?
This is a point of contention, I think, because it's like others have said, it's like, I don't want to live a boring life. And I know you're going to go against that, but not against it.
Yeah, I'm not going against it. You can live this ambitious life and suffer. Ambitious people are evil people. They're desperate.
Right.
So why don't you just do your best at work? Don't compare yourself to anyone. Try not to be like anyone else. And just live a simple life rather than an ambitious life.
Simple,
because
you mean like not ever making a certain amount or not ever doing a certain thing in it or like doing a certain industry or not ever, you know.
How are you coming up with that?
No, okay, fine. I'll back off then. I'm sorry.
If you continue to be ambitious, you're going to end up in the same ditch that the people who are talking about you, the people who you're trying to please, the people who pretend to be your friends, the woman you marry who pretend to love you, you're going to end up in the same ditch that they're in because they're ambitious too. They're all ego. They don't care about anyone but themselves.
They're right, they flip their mama's throat for a nickel.
And that's what you're going to do if you continue to be ambitious.
Right. Okay.
Why not drop being ambitious and just live a simple life? Get up and go to work. Do your best at work. Don't identify with your job. Don't call it you. Don't try to have as much money as anyone else. You have the money you need to buy some food, to buy a car, to buy a house if you want, and just simply live your life and let the world go by.
Right.
And stay out of your imagination. Why do you still trust thoughts?
Right.
No, that was a question.
No, why don't I stay out of my imagination?
Yeah, why do you still trust thought over reality?
Yeah, it's because it's a delusional. I have this delusion that I'm steering my own ship if I think about stuff, or that I'm secretly really smart. It's like the fallen prince sort of thing, where it's not necessarily me, but certain, you know, it's like people think that they're smarter, or Dunning-Kruger effect or whatever, that they think they're smarter than they actually are, but they're actually messing themselves up further if they think too much.
Is that what you're thinking, that you're smarter than everybody?
No, I'm not saying that directly. I'm saying maybe it's like I don't really think that, but I don't think over people, but I think that, oh, I'm actually like really talented to make up for my own mishaps or whatever.
But smart people do not pretend that they're thinking for themselves. Smart people stop thinking, and they live in reality and let life happen for them.
Right, yeah.
Instead of living in an illusion of their imagination. So here's what I got to run, but here's what I recommend. You stay with the silent prayer. You practice being present. You go to work and do your work, you know, focus on your work while you're working. And just start living your life. If when you're talking to your father or anyone, if you don't want to talk, just stop talking. you're not obligated to have a conversation with anyone that you don't want to have it with. You don't have to talk. You don't owe them that at all. You got to take control of you, your own life. You got to become one with you if you want to be free in this world. You can have perfect peace in this world, but you got to take control of you. You cannot be concerned about what other people think or say. They're not for you. They're against you. That's why they're talking about you.
Exactly.
And why do you care, knowing that they're not doing it out of love? They're not doing it because they care. Their hearts are wicked. So why would you even think about that? You shouldn't even think on those things at all.
Okay. You want me to answer that or no? You got to go.
Give me a short answer.
It's the principle. If you're a politician, you want people to vote for you. It's that sort of thing. It's like, I want.
But the politicians lie to you, and so you can vote for them. It's not like they love
you. Right. Exactly. They're just using people anyways. But right. I use them as an example. Yeah.
Right on. So stop. Let those thoughts pass about anything, other people or whatever, right? And just don't be angry. And when you speak to your father or anyone, don't be mad because they have their own ideas, whatever they are. And if you don't want to speak, just don't talk about it. You don't owe him a conversation just because he's trying to have one.
Right.
You don't owe the person a smile just because they're smiling at you. You don't have to smile back.
I know better, yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Jesse.
Work on you, Sean, and forget about the world.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye. 888-775-3773. Jaden from California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Jaden.
Nice. I just got a question about something you said in a video. It was like a year ago or 6 months ago or something. You said that sex should only be done like in the fallen state. You can't really do it when you're born again. Do you still stand by that?
Well, I don't say it should only be done, but one of the reasons that you're in the fallen state so that you can get married and make babies, because when you wake up, all of your worldly, lower nature desires will disappear because you will have perfect peace.
And so you said that, you said God gave us a sexual appetite and we're in the fallen nature because he wants us to have babies, right?
The reason he allowed the fallen state to happen, so then you will be in your animal-like nature in order to get married and make babies.
But once you make
all the babies that you want, then you stop making babies and stop the sex thing and start overcoming overcoming the fallen state.
Why would God, if he wants you to make babies, wouldn't he have just made it in a way that you don't have to sin to do it? You can just make it without having to be fallen.
And why do you say making babies a sin?
Because when you're having sex, you're not really conscious. You're going into your animal self, which is a sin. You're turning away from God.
And why do you call that a sin?
Because sin is turning away from God. And since you're turning away from God into your flesh, that's a sin.
I don't quite understand the question, so because of time, I got to run. Make the question clear because your question is not clear. I can't respond to it. 888-775-3773. Thank you, Janie. Super chat. I didn't realize how long I was gone. What? Thank you, Janie. But your question is not clear. Go ahead.
Greenwall with a diamond biblical question.
Why? I went a long time with Jaden, huh? Sean.
With Sean, yeah.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
Satan means accuser. They listen to the accuser, says Greenwall.
Amazing. Thanks for your response, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
He doesn't answer why he does it, but he says they. That's why they do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But thank you, Greenwald.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone bought five coffees. Where can I find Pete Out of Alaska's song? I want to listen to it again and again, but don't know where I can find it. Thank you, JLP and crew.
I have to ask Pete, and we'll let you know. Thank you.
Listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Angband Art bought a coffee. Jesse is Denzel in Book of Eli. And James is the white man at the end.
Amazing.
Haven't seen it.
Not for me, but thank you.
I think amazing. A song like that. Ariadne J, five coffees.
Is that a new movie or something?
Old.
An old movie?
I mean, when I say old, like within the last 15, 20, 25 years.
The Book of Eli?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds for me. Oh, her son like that.
Right.
Yeah, I hear your son. But I think I may have seen it.
He recommended
bit.
It to you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
If I haven't seen it, I will. Thank you.
Ariadne J, five coffees. Morning. Today is my B-Day. What does the great white hope, Papa Trump, has to say today?
Oh, amazing. Let me check.
Tomorrow they will say Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
Amazing. Thank you.
California Taco. Yeah, happy birthday, Ariadne J. Very nice.
Yeah, happy birthday.
California Taco, caller, right, JLP. No, that was a question. Caller, yes, JLP. No, that was a question. Caller, good point, JLP. No, that was a question. Caller, there is no shame. That's just another thought. Thank you for the laughs.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another coffee from California Taco. Punchy TV episode on lust was amazing. In my fallen state, I had three different dates within 24 hours, and I got the biggest thrill in my life. But then I realized that the thrill for the woman's drug is why some, not all men, become chronic cheaters. JLP crew, have you guys watched the such-and-such interview where he tries to advocate for the T's? LOL. Have not.
Have not. Thank you
for the tip.
Yeah, appreciate it. I want to get a couple more calls in before the break.
Okay. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let me go to first-time caller out of Missouri, Jacob out of Missouri. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jacob.
So I was watching last week's fellowship on the biblical question of seeking people's approval, and I felt like you guys didn't quite get to the bottom of that.
Okay.
Obviously, you shouldn't seek anyone's approval, but everyone has something to say about, like, their job. And I thought I had something to offer because I just got done with welding school. And one of the things they teach us, hang on a second.
Go ahead.
One of the things they teach us is you don't need to seek, like, you don't need to come and show me your weld test. If it doesn't look right to you, it ain't right. So keep working, work hard, and you'll figure out what's right. That's the whole point of school, so that when you get on the job, you know what's right.
And so why do you see other people approval?
I don't, for the most part.
Why do you do it for the little part?
Well, I'd say a few months ago did.
Jacob, hold on for a minute.
Quit my job.
Can you hold?
We have a counselor.
Back in a moment. Sorry.
Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess is still believe it or not, going on in the world. I told you about the Israeli airstrike drama over in Gaza, killed like 90 plus people. And they were thought that they were going after, I don't know, what a mess. Who cares? I mean, you don't care. this is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 30th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls for Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then Joelle Friday TV. And then there will be a archive, Bond Archive Sunday service premiere at 3 p.m. today. 2:59 p.m., actually. So make sure you do check that out. And then American Anchor, baby, right after that. Check it out. I do believe. Spain has floods. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports parts of southern and eastern Spain were hit by severe flash flooding Tuesday. As some areas received up to 12 inches of rain in just a few hours. At least 51 people have died, and rescues are ongoing. The regional government of Valencia said that today. The death toll is expected to rise, as authorities said the current figures are provisional. Footage from the city of Valencia show muddy water flooding through the streets. Tearing down walls and sweeping away parked cars. Wow. Rainfall warnings will remain in effect across the country today, according to Spain's meteorological agency, with a threat of heavy rain expected to continue through the end of the week. What a mess. Also a mess, the attack on McDonald's, MAGA Donald's. Many Americans avoided McDonald's last week after that E. coli outbreak left dozens of people sick. By Friday, visits dropped 10% nationwide and 33% in Colorado. That's where the outbreak was most prevalent, according to Placer.ai, which tracks foot traffic to restaurants and retailers. Somehow, scary. McDonald's now believes the worst is behind them. And they said Tuesday they will rely on their $5 value meal promotion in Big Macs with chicken to win back customers. I don't know. I kind of want to. Quarter pounder with cheese and slivered onions. But no ketchup, no mustard, no mayo, no pickles, no relish, no mess like that. No Thousand Island. The fast food chain will also resume selling quarter pounders in all of their restaurants this week after the Colorado Department of Agriculture said the company's beef patties used for quarter pounder tested negative for E. coli. The customers who got sick ordered that particular burger. Coincidence? Maybe it's the slivered onions. Maybe we'll skip the onions. New York Yankees were staved off in a World Series elimination. Good for them. Right on. Who cares? Rest in peace to Terry Garr, G-A-R-R, an Oscar-nominated actress. I guess we don't care about this one either. But she was known for her work in films like Mr. Mom, Tootsie. She died after battling MS, multiple sclerosis, for over 20 years. I don't like the term battling. She was the tender age of 79 years old, gone too soon. Several film and TV credits. She starred as Inga in the 1974 comedy Young Frankenstein, alongside Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, and Marty Feldman. 7.4 million U.S. jobs were unfilled as of October 1st, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, if you believe them. A decline in job openings reflects a labor market that has slowed back to pre-scandemic levels, so they claim, after experiencing years of blockbuster growth. What a mess. Don't know, don't care. Gannett, owner of the world's largest newspaper chain, will not publish endorsements in the presidential race. Nobody wants to endorse cackling Kamala, even though they're lame liberals. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Amazing question. You can get involved by calling. Oh, I did that already. 888-77-JESSE, right? But my point is, if you're busy and you can't sit and watch the show, you can be listening live no matter where you are and what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And for the flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world. Up and down it. Amazing. And so you can listen on your phone no matter what you're doing, your iPhone, iPad, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? You can and that's anywhere, folks. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And every third hour is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated.
It's nothing new.
That some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn.
Voters want to hear about issues affecting their lives, like the economy and the border.
So there's no question whatsoever that that is an important issue. The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
What is she talking about?
I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry.
How do you let me marry to that one?
Because a vote for him is a vote against us.
Where's your daddy and your mommy, right? Rope, do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to them, or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Trump.
The Great White Hope. Amazing. How would you like to be married to Big Mama Michelle, having to come home to that every night? What the? She is tech. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Jacob. And Jason was talking about last week's Sunday service, and I had to put him on hold there. Jacob, a first-time call out of Missouri.
Yes, sir. I'll try to keep this a little more pithy.
Yeah, what was the question?
Why do we seek other people's approval?
Why do you seek other people's approval?
Well, I would say I don't, except for the fact that I designed furniture, so I need people to kind of approve of a drawing. But I wouldn't necessarily qualify that into the question because it's just part of the work.
So why do you see other people approve at all?
Well, I guess in that case, it's for the money. But other than that, I wouldn't
actually want to. Are you saying you don't see other people approve at all?
I'd say I don't. My father taught me not to.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
Amazing.
All right.
I think it's good that this is Manhood Hour because that's a great point for the men.
So you forgave your mother and father?
Yes, sir.
Did you tell them?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
I actually found you in July during White History Month.
And July will always be White History Month.
I love it. Amazing. But, yeah, I mean, I jumped right on it. I've been trying to work on myself for a long time. And
right on.
When I found you and heard your message, I just jumped right on it.
And what did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
She's still a mess. But, you know, she took it. She had some tears. She tried to deny some things and continue to blame my father. But every once in a while she'll call me now, and I may or may not answer. And when I do, she seems to be understanding things a little more.
Right on. Well, it's really up to her whether she wants to understand or not. The point is to work on you. You are your own world.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Take it easy, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me show you why it's not a good idea for men to be emotional. Then I get back to your calls and super chats. This is from CNN. Watch this. CNN says that a right-wing commentator will not be welcomed back on the air after he made a racist remark on CNN Night News with Abby Phillips. On Monday's primetime show, after a Muslim journalist stated that he supports Palestine, conservative commentator Ryan Gerdes responded, "I hope your beeper doesn't go off." What is this?
If you don't want to be called Nazis, stop doing.
You're called an anti-Semite more than anyone else's table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people sit there and no, by me, I never called you an anti-Semite. Okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying
I'm a supporter of the Palestinians. So I'm used to it.
Yeah. I hope your beeper doesn't go off. The thing is that
you just say I should die.
You should not.
No,
did you just say I should be killed?
No, I did not say that. No, I did not say that.
Hold on. Did your guest just say I should be killed on live TV?
I said I hope you're.
Let me just stop.
You said you hope my beeper doesn't go off.
Because you said I'm a supporter
of the Palestinians.
Guys, Hamas?
Guys, let
I said Palestinian.
Are you a supporter of Hamas?
No, of course I'm not a supporter of Hamas.
Then I apologize.
Are you a racist, violent person inciting violence against me?
Ryan.
That's disgusting.
That is completely.
Then I apologize.
Good job, CNN. Let's have first block say the Muslim guy.
Then that mama tried to tell him what to say and what not to say. Mama always tried to control you. So they're saying that because he said that, according to this report, he's not allowed back on CNN. Amazing, huh? When will you overcome the world? You saw all those women were at that table yapping like chickens, hens. Telling, blah, 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 you should have said that. It was between he and the guy, not them. But mama got to jump in. Amazing. Emotions are not necessary, nor are they good. Drop the anger, you will drop the emotions. You can't have the emotion unless you have the thoughts first. You can't drop the anger until you drop the thoughts. Drop the thought, you drop the fear. Drop the fear, you drop the thought. Charles from Alabama, sweet home Alabama. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
Hey, Jesse. Good to hear your boy, Jesse.
Yours too, buddy. Thanks for calling. How you doing?
All is well. All is well, Jesse. Yeah, I just called just to confident, you know, give you a reference on your show. I really enjoyed listening to it. It really got me back on track, and I just so grateful that I got a chance to contact you of all the people in the whole wide world, so to speak. You know, you and I, we connected, you know, in a certain special way. And I really enjoyed your show and your comment. I just want to give a good comment on what you've done. I listened to the podcast and our church on Sunday, and it's really, really inspiring to me. And I'm doing good, and I just want to give you a shout out. That will pretty much it. I'll continue to support you and listen to your show.
Thank
it's
you,
really,
man.
It's really, really good. Now, and I'll let Ann know I talk to you and all that good things.
Yeah, absolutely. Say hi to Ann for me.
I sure will. I'll tell Ann you said hi.
Absolutely.
I sure will. I believe. Good hearing your boy, Jesse.
Thank you, Charles.
As she called you. Yep, as she called you punching.
Yeah. Punch the TV. That's right.
Punch it. Yeah, I told you I had your own show. I got to get back with it. You got a lot to listen to.
Thank you, buddy. Keep me busy.
Keep me on track.
Right on. Thank you a lot. Thank you, Charles. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right,
You're
buddy.
Welcome.
Bye now.
Okay, have a great day. Yeah.
Hometown boy from hometown, sweet home, Alabama. Amazing. Thank you, Charles. Let me go to Matthew, a first-time caller out of Arizona. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Cool. So let me ask you, did you ever experience the mother of your child trying to separate you from your son?
Absolutely.
How did you deal with that anger?
Well, at the time, I had not overcome anger, so I didn't know that anger was my enemy. I overreacted. And so I do what everybody else is doing until they wake up. So that's how. But now I have no anger, so there's no anger to deal with. And why are you asking?
I've been put through hell by the mother of my child, and I'm slowly digging myself out. I've come to the realization that anger has been controlling me way too much, especially with the dynamic with my child's mom.
And
I recently forgave her for everything she's done to me, and for whatever reason, that opened the gates to hell even more.
Because unforgiving people hate the light. And so the evil in her hate the light in you because you have forgiven. And the last thing that angry people want, and it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that's in them. The last thing they want is for you to forgive. Because now that you have forgiven you, you will start to wake up and overcome. And evil people don't want that.
So I just have to keep forgiving her?
No, you stay away from her. Be done with her. Just don't be angry, but be done with her. Can you give me an example of what you've gone through and concerning your child?
She didn't let me be at the birth of my child. She called the police on me. She's made false accusations of domestic violence, which required me to do a year of supervised visits with my child, where I only got to see her 2 hours at a time. Every 2 weeks, I had to travel from Arizona to California to do that. That killed my potential to make any income. I'm a stand-up comedian. This spiritual war has made it really hard to be funny on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Why haven't you dropped the whole thing? Why did you go through all that?
For my daughter.
But that didn't help you.
My dad abandoned me when I was a child.
Right.
And, I felt like I needed to break the cycle in my family. And I knew that my daughter would be in a hopeless situation if I left her alone with her mom.
But you owe
that seemed like a battle well worth fighting for.
But you only made it worse because knowing that your daughter meant so much to you made her mother destroy your daughter as well, trying to get back at you. So what you did not help the daughter at all. It did nothing for the daughter. It only gave false life to her mother because it gave the mother a chance to control you.
How do I help my daughter from moving forward from this juncture that I'm at now?
By letting it go. Drop it. Let her go. Let the mother have her. You move on and work on your life and let God's will be done. You're not supposed to allow your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your so-called friends, your money, your house, or anything to be that important to you that you will fight for it. You're not supposed to fight for anything. It becomes your God when you fight for it, and it will destroy you. And there is no love in that at all. But when you can let it go, then you'll be fine. You have love.
Okay.
You should just let her go. Let the mother keep her. You made it out of wedlock or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let the mother keep her, even if you have been married. But let the mother keep her, and you move on. Stop all communication.
Be water, like Bruce Lee said.
Yeah, be water. But you got to let it go because you're hurting yourself, and you're giving this woman a thrill. It's keeping the evil alive in her to control you. She get a thrill when she get a reaction from you. And you're not showing daughter any love at all by fighting for her. You're not showing love at all. You're showing weakness.
Why is that?
Because
I'm fearful that she'll end up like her mother, evil.
But she's going to end up like that anyway because any mother that keep a child from the father is evil, and that means they don't love the children, they don't love you, they don't love themselves, they love no one. So even if you were married to this woman, she would destroy your child.
What about the fact that children raised in single-father homes have the same outcome as kids raised in homes with two parents?
What do you mean by that?
In terms of drug abuse, education outcomes, going to jail, having psychiatric treatment, children that are raised in single mom homes are at a significant disadvantage when it comes to those things. But if they're raised in a home with just the father, it's basically the same outcome as if they were raised by the mom and the dad. And I believe that goes to what you're talking about, is that the father is the light.
Yeah, the father, the mother nature is evil. In her, there is no love. She only had hatred to pass down to the children. And so the father, if he has love, if he returned to the father, he protects his children from evil, protect them from the mother. But most fathers don't have real love either. They have their mother's love, which is hatred. They have the mother's identity, and they are not able to protect the children from the mother because their wife or the woman of the mother become their mother as well. So the average father does not protect the children because they don't have love either. They have not returned to the father.
Why do you have emotions if they're not necessary?
Because you have hatred. And hatred come from emotions. Emotions come from hatred.
Is love an emotion?
I'm sorry?
Is it love an emotion? Pretty much all emotions are just neurotransmitters in our brain.
No, all the love that you have is hate. It's not love. That feeling you get and you call it love is hatred. That's why it goes up and down. It doesn't last because it's not real. Only God has love, right? And the only way you're going to have love is that you got to return to the Father, because God is a dispassionate God. He's not an emotional God. Satan is the emotional God. And anyone who has emotion is worshiping evil. Satan is a God.
He's How does it not make me a wicked person by abandoning my child when I knew she? If I do that, she'll be destined for hell?
She's
that
destined
for like a righteous thing to do.
She was destined for hell anyway. You can't stop that.
Not even with God's help.
Well, God's not going to help you. God is not going to help you as long as you're trying to help yourself. God only helps those who don't help themselves. You're playing God because you're fighting for your daughter, and it's only ego. You're fighting for ego reasons. You tell yourself, oh, I love my daughter. Oh, I don't want her to be destroyed by the mother. But you're fighting, and the reason you're fighting because you're on an ego trip. If you had love, you would not be fighting. You would lay down your weapon because you know the truth. God is fighting on your behalf, and he will handle the situation. But you won't let him do it because you are playing God.
I respect your opinion. I appreciate your insight, but I can't help but feel that's the coward's way out.
I understand.
You're fighting a spiritual battle. Men are put on here, good men like myself, are put on earth to battle Satan. And if we just tuck our tail and be like, here's the white flag, what the fuck is the point? we're just pussies and cowards if we're not willing to fight for what we believe in.
And so
that would be my argument to your argument.
Right. One point I do want to make, that children are
so
better.
The last question, just to
no,
wrap
hold on,
up.
Hold on. No, hold on. Hold on that thought.
Peterson.
Hold on that thought. Matthew, hold on for a minute. The point you made, the children are better off with the father. Let's say that there's a separation between the mother and the father, right?
Mm-hmm.
The children are better off with the father than they are with the mother, for sure. Let's say the child had to live with one parent. The father should be the choice. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, fathers, when there was separation, the children were given to the father because in those days they understood the spirit of things, and they knew that the children were better with the father than they are with the mother.
So I'll end this conversation with one last question. What's your one? Are you familiar with Jordan Peterson's lecture on men should be monsters and his interpretation that the meek shall inherit the earth?
Yeah, but I haven't spoken to him about it. I don't know where he's coming from with that. I want to ask you, though, you said that men are supposed to do something unless otherwise they put their tails between their legs and run or something. What'd you say about that?
Good. There is a battle here between good and evil on this earth.
Right.
I believe the devil, for the most part, runs this earth, this realm. And I believe God appoints certain people, mostly good men, to battle this evil.
And did you call yourself a good man?
Good men, for instance, like Donald Trump, don't fight for something they believe in. The devil will win by a landslide.
And
so for me, it's worth keeping the fight, because fuck Satan.
Well, don't be cursing. We have kids. Listen. Where is you're right. There is a spiritual battle on this earth. Where is that battle happening?
Inside ourselves.
Right.
In our mind.
Right. And do you think God want you to fight your battle, or does he want you to give up and let him fight it?
He wants you to submit.
And why don't you do that then, rather than try to act like you're a good man and fight your own battle?
I think it's a balance between knowing when to hold them and knowing when to fold them.
Well, did he say? Did he make up that, or you made that up?
Different, and we have to ask God to show us His will and some insight, so we can know where to go at that fork in the road, because it's going to be different each time.
Where are you getting that from?
Well, life puts you in particular quagmires or forks in the road.
And where are you getting that idea from, though?
Life.
But there's life...
times where I'm put in a position where I have to make a tough decision, and that decision is going to steer my life in one direction or another. And I believe...
But you don't make decisions.
Yes, I do. I have a free will. God gave me a free will to make decisions for good or bad.
So why do you
do that? The only way for me to know what's good or bad is to have a clear state of mind.
Where did you get the idea that God gave you a free will?
From my teachings, I went to Catholic school and Lutheran University.
They lied to you. If you have a free will yourself right now to have perfect peace.
So to me, I say the Serenity Prayer.
Will yourself right now, I'm waiting.
Go to God.
Will yourself right now to have perfect peace if you have a free will. Or will yourself to never have another that negative, angry thought?
I don't have to be perfect to be happy.
I said, will yourself use your free will right now and will yourself to have perfect peace or to never have another negative, angry thought? Will yourself to never do that?
Can't help but wonder if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, I'm not. I'm waiting. You said you have a free will, right? Given to you by God, right?
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't you be able to will yourself to never have another negative or angry thought?
If I rely on God and not myself.
But if you have a free will, you don't need God to do it. Use your will.
Well, I have to use my will to rely on God instead of myself.
No, you don't have a will, and you're not relying on God if you're fighting with someone for your child. You're not relying on God. You're relying on someone else or something else. Because if you relied on God...
I respectfully disagree with that point. I don't understand the logic. I'm not following the deductive reasoning.
If you relied on God, you would lay your weapon down and let His will be done and not yours. If you rely,
God gives you little God winks and little suggestions.
No,
they can be open to interpretation.
God doesn't wink at all. He's quite clear on all things. He gives you a clue.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
Interpretation, and then
okay.
You have the will.
All right. I got to run. Thank you, buddy. The Church of Chess is now open on D-Line. Back in a quick moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being... Okay, welcome back. listen up. I have told you about Gold Coal, right? They're one of our sponsors, but I believe in investment. Really. I was taught that way growing up, and all my life I have been investing. And I'm not making it up. I invest in land, I invest in houses. I have invested and am investing in gold. I want to encourage you to do it, especially now the way things are. So we have Gold Co. All right? Gold Co. I use Gold Co. for buying gold and silver. And believe me, and some of you already say, hey, Jesse, I went and invested. It's great. It's a great investment. So I want to encourage you to check out Gold Co. At least give it a chance. Take a look. And not just men and women, but especially men and women too, especially ladies, because ladies, you ain't going to get no husband. They're beta. Boo! You ain't going to get no husband, right? So start taking care of yourself. Start taking care of yourself. I have a special deal for my listeners. Qualified account receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. 10% instant match in bonus silver. So I recommend you reach out to them, learn more about them, and you'll be able to make that decision. Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com. Or you can call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Or jessielovesgold.com. A great investment. All right? Take control of your own life, men and women. Ladies, you can't wait anymore. Amazing. Gold Co. Check it out. Thank you. Check out Gold Co. All right. jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. I believe in investments. You can't rely on anyone else but yourself. It's amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report at 11 a.m., Joel Friday. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I want you to check out Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. Punchy TV. Here's an example.
Let's get into the Diddy situation, because I'm not scared. Asses are being taken in ways that nobody can explain. That funny to you?
All this stuff would be avoided, right, if man's desires for S weren't out of control. There may be a lady that can help the men.
Oprah? She's so right about that.
How does she have that kind of insight? Because it's true.
She doesn't know a single thing about lust. She doesn't know a single thing about power, where lust came from. It's really sick. Christian, maybe. I don't know where she's getting all this from. But she really doesn't know what she's talking about.
Black pill, Nick.
Brand new episode of Punchy TV. Check it out on YouTube there and punchy.tv. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Anchor.tv. Amazing, huh? And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. A gift from God. He was created for this. He was given the energy. He was given the understanding. He even know how to pilot a plane, and he learned to do it on Google. Doesn't get any better than that. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. All right? I want to share something really fast. This is so deep. This is like deep, 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 deep. Deeper than deep, deep, deep. And I highly recommend that you buy this book by Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington was amazing. In the good old days, there were so many wise men around, it wasn't funny. They were everywhere. Booker T. Washington was one of them. So Get Up From Slavery by Booker T. You'll love it. This quote that I'm about to give you, you have that, Nick? Can you see it? Are you able to read it?
I am, in fact.
This is a quote from Booker T. Up From Slavery book. Amazing. Just smart.
Up From Slavery. Here it is, Booker T. Washington. I would permit no man, no matter what his color might be, to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him.
That's deep. Repeat that.
I would permit no man, no matter what his color might be, to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him.
That is so deep, I don't know what to do.
I know.
That's from the good old days. When I was growing up, we knew not to hate. Don't hate. Treat people the way you would like to be treated. It didn't matter the color. Black people knew that in those days. Booker T was black. He was black. And he knew that in those days.
And he was a slave, no?
And he was born in slavery, not like in it.
I heard Derek
out there. His family was sold.
Damn. I heard Derek out there talking about the book, and he said that I believe he remembers this quote was from, and I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was denied staying somewhere for the night because he was black. And he said this. He said, I would permit no man to narrow my and degrade my soul by making me hate him. So even though he wasn't treated, you know, he was treated a certain way, he didn't go to racism, hateful. He said, no, I can't let my soul be degraded.
Booker T hated no man, no one. You degrade your own soul when you hate. You are of your father, the devil. You're pure evil. You can't be trusted when you have anger. It's just the way it is. Accept it. It's up to you. Booker T was absolutely right. One more
quote.
I got
another one.
One more quote from Up From Slavery.
The thing to do when one feels sure that he has said or done the right thing and is condemned is to stand still and keep quiet. If he was right, time will show it.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Again, one more time.
The thing to do when one feels sure that he has said or done the right thing and is condemned is to stand still and keep quiet. If he is right, time will show it.
Be still and know, really, you are your own world. When will you become one with you? And let the world go. Let everybody else just live and think and believe and feel what they want to. Don't make their issues your issues. You live a life of love, let them live a life of hate. You don't see God interfering, right? Manhood Hour. Let me go to Andrew out of Minnesota. Let's see here. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I talked with you last week, and I think I've been calling in a few weeks now, just talking about procreation and having children. And last week you told me that having kids was neither good nor bad.
Right.
And I wanted to talk about that again.
Okay.
Because I think you've made a correlation between, like, sexual drive and anger and hate, and that it's not like real love, and that sexuality and sex is something that comes from the lower nature. And so children are the product of the lower nature, meaning that children and procreation come out of the act of something that's hateful and out of anger. So how can procreation not be, or having children not be a, how can that not be a bad thing?
Make the question a little simpler for me. Restate it.
Okay, so you said that having children is neither good nor bad. It just
right.
is what it is.
Right.
So why is that?
Why is what? Why is it neither good nor bad?
Correct.
Why would it be good or bad? I don't understand why that would be a question.
Well, because sex is something that comes from the lower nature, so children are the product of something that's a lower animalistic nature.
No, they're not. Lower nature means that you have fallen, meaning that you have turned away from God, right? And you're operating like an animal, and animals operate from the lower nature, and all angry people operate from their lower nature, but that doesn't mean the children are.
I'm saying I'm not talking about the child itself. I'm talking about like the act, I guess the product, not like the child. But I'm saying like, how is having kids not a bad thing if kids that come out of the womb and are conceived come from the act of a lower nature? How, they're the product of a lower nature. Meaning if you don't have sex, you don't have kids.
I don't quite, the question doesn't make sense. You have, what does, other than making children by way of sex, what does sex have to do with a child, the children?
It doesn't, because you say it doesn't. You say that sex is only for making babies.
Right.
So if sex is only for making babies, and sex is something that comes from a lower nature, then children are the product of lower nature.
Hank is coming in, and he's white. He's going to help me understand what you're saying, because I'm black and slow, and I'm not getting any correlation between the child and sex and the lower nature thing. So Hank want to help me. Did you hear the question, Hank?
No.
Restate the question, Andrew, for Hank.
Okay, so Jesse told me last week that having kids, or that children are, like, having kids is neither good nor bad. But then Jesse also says that sex is only for making babies. And then Jesse also says that sex is of a lower nature, and that sex is correlated with anger and hate. And that when two people are having sex, they don't actually love each other. There's actually anger and hate involved. And so what I'm asking is, how are children not the product of something that is a fallen nature? How is that? How is having children a good thing?
I said it wasn't neither good nor bad.
Right. And that's why I'm asking, how is it neutral? How is it neither good nor bad?
Because it's not,
because it
you comes, creating
because it
life.
Is the product of a lower, because based on what you've said, it is the product of everything you've said, that sex is of the lower nature. And when two people are having sex, it's not actually love. It's actually hate and anger. And you can even tell it. You can even tell by the way sex happens. Like, I mean, obviously there's kids listening in. We don't have to get into that. But if people
right.
understand what it is, like when you're having sex, I mean, you know, I guess there's different ways to have sex, but
I guess that's why they're born in sin.
Yeah, so that's why I'm asking.
Why are you acting like it's? Are you saying that having kids must therefore be a bad thing?
Yeah, because it's of the lower nature. It's the product of the lower nature.
But who are you to say that it's a bad thing?
Well, Jesse said, I'm asking Jesse,
He said it's neither good nor bad.
Right. So you don't even agree with Jesse's... You don't even see that Jesse's right about what he's saying.
Well, no, I kind of do in a sense that the child is unconscious to the fact that they were brought into the world. They just, like, when a child is, you know, a baby or young, they can't do anything for themselves. Somebody has to take care of them, and they're unconscious in a sense. But as they get older, they become more knowledgeable about good and evil.
But Nick, want to say a quick thing about it. Then I'm going to have to kind of round it up because I want to get to other callers here. Nick,
yes,
want to
sir.
Respond
and then,
to.
And then I want to
quickly
make the point
saying,
that.
Hold on a minute. Hold
quick,
on a minute.
I'm just quickly saying that it sounds like you think like we are the creators of life when we're doing all that ego sex stuff, but we're doing that thing, and then God makes the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not involved.
But if we don't do that, then there's no kid.
Why are you concerned about this?
But kids are not.
Okay, that's a good question. Why am I concerned about it? Because it's like you're bringing a life. You're helping to bring a life into the world that is going to suffer.
And
so, why would you want another life to suffer? Why would you want consciousness to suffer?
One thing I want to tell you, that kids are not born in sin. They are born into a family who's already in sin, and the mother, and sometimes the father is angry, pass their sin on to the children by causing the children to become angry.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm just, my question was, why is having kids a neutral thing? Why is it neither good nor bad?
I just don't get the question. It's neither good nor bad.
Plain question.
It's neither
good. It's a plain question. Why is it neither good nor bad? Why is it neutral?
Because there's nothing wrong with having children.
Do you think it's good?
Okay.
He
came in thinking it was good, and now he's...
Yeah.
So now it's a good thing.
There's all these people who say it's good, but then why are so many people messed up?
Well, listen, Andrew, call me back on this another day, tomorrow, if you like, because I'm
yes,
running
sir.
Out of time, and I want to get to some
yes,
super chats and phone call. But call me back
yes,
on
sir.
This. It's not that I'm running from. I just don't understand the question.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on.
Super chat.
Super. D-Live, Aries 1 with a diamond. Ambitious people are desperate people. JLP, that's deep.
Ambitious people are desperate people. They'll do anything to get that ego fulfillment. Amazing. Thank you.
Momitage over on X Live says, JLP, Jesse, why you got Halloween witch flying across the screen behind you? That's Antichrist stuff.
I had nothing to do with Christ. It's just for the fun of it. All for the fun of it, fun of it, fun of it. Weaving with you while with the witch of it, witch of it. Thank you. Amazing. It had nothing to do with Christ, period.
Camilla Nudson. Five coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew. To the person who asked about Pete's song, well, I just recorded it off the JLP show, so it's on my phone and can listen whenever. But if Pete ever sells it, I will buy it because it's amazing.
Nice. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee.
So, Pete, if you're listening, contact producer at jessalynpeterson.com and let us know how people can get your song. Amazing.
Someone says, thank you, Camilla, meaning the gal who gave the coffee, talking about that. And thank you, Pete, out of Alaska. Thank you, JLP and crew.
Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to the... Oh, one more coffee from Valerie. Sean, if she crying, she lying.
If she's crying, she's lying. Or when she's crying, she lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on DLive. Misty, Aries 1, Greenwall, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you guys for the lemons and ice creams. And diamonds. Very cool. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. let me go quickly to Gasper, a first-time call out of New Jersey. Gasper, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. What's going on, buddy?
All is well.
Just calling to answer the biblical question.
Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
Because we're evil. We always want to see the bad in people.
Very, very interesting, man.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Can I say something really quick, Jesse?
Yeah, let me say this first. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little response in on Sunday. I want to hear from others about it. Go ahead.
I'm going to make a tell you a quick. First of all, I just want to thank you so much for me finding you. I don't know if to thank you or thank God, but I was going through a lot of issues with my wife. I was a beta. I just always try to make her happy. You know, I bought a house for her.
Wow.
Put new bathrooms in our house and everything. Just everything for her, just to please her, make her happy. And you know what? You can never make a woman happy. That's and guess right. what? She black. She black. And I tell you, all the black girls that I've been with, they're so aggressive. Really, I cannot believe it.
Are you white?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Puerto Rican is stupid. I'm trash. I'm trash. But yeah, you know, it's crazy. I was to a point in my life where I didn't know what I was doing wrong, and I started realizing that something is wrong with me. And then I found you, and I'm just like my mom.
Yeah.
Angry. Yeah. My brother was like, you know what? You and mommy are the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you're right. And so I changed my ways and stopped, you know, believing my thoughts. Stop worrying about the past. Stop worrying about the future. Just take one step at a time, you know. And my life is so much better. Thank you so much. I'm just very grateful for finding you. If it wasn't for you, I think I would still be in hell.
Right on,
and
man.
Now me and my wife, we're different parties. Now I used to be a Democrat. Now I'm a Republican. She's a Democrat. And just, oh, my goodness, I can't even watch Donald Trump. The Great White Hope. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Can't even watch her anymore. She flips out. What do I do? Just ignore her?
Ignore her. Do not argue with her. Don't try to prove anything to her. Don't try to ever. You should never, ever, ever try to please a woman or anyone, really. But
yes,
especially a woman. And let her feel and act out and whatever she wants. Don't argue with her. You'll be fine and she'll suffer.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse Lee Peterson. And all, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. If it wasn't for you, all these men wouldn't be coming out of the, you know, finding out the truth.
What's
I appreciate it? You, man.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And once again, lay down your weapon. Don't argue with your wife or anyone. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. You vote for Trump, you like Trump, you vote for Trump, let her vote for whomever she... She should obey you and follow you in voting, but you got the wrong woman, so that's not
Absolutely.
Happening. But just don't be angry, and you live your life, and let her live hers.
Okay, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Jeff out of Connecticut. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Yeah. I called you yesterday. I just want to apologize. I think we got off on the wrong track. I think it got derailed. But your views are pretty much similar to mine. And what I mean by that is going off of black people in the inner city are destroying the fabric of this country in so many ways. And reason why I'm saying it like that is because I look at your life and I look at my life, and I know thousands of good law-abiding black people that's in the military, police officers,
right.
doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And what I got a problem with is...
Hey, Jeff, I know that you called yesterday. We're going to get cut off in a minute. If you can, call me another day, if not tomorrow, another day, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I am so out of time. What the... It's up to you, folks. For those who want the truth, you can have the truth and it'll make you free. But you got to get on that straight and narrow path and stay there no matter what happens in the world. If the whole world turn against you, you stay there. And it will turn against you, but you'll be in it and not of it. You'll be fine. But you got to be willing to let everything and everybody go, include your children. All right, you can't love anything more than the truth. Love the truth with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. And you'll see you own the world. You will rule the world. Without it, and you won't be thinking that or trying that. It'll just happen naturally. Forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Thank you all for your super chats and your donations and your feedback. It's amazing. Rick out of Hampton, Serge out of Philly, Daffy, and the caller just hung. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, Bible Thump for Thursday. What the? Don't be a beta. Be an alpha male, not a beta male. Be an alpha woman, not a beta woman. Take care, folks.
It's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.